this way, but to get your first win as coach at Farmington in this rivalry, it's a special moment for you, I'm sure.
It's a very special moment. You know, it means so much to our community and so much to our kids, you know, we'd lost two ball games, you know, and to have to get a win, you know, in the situation we were in, it was a tough situation. They came out real fired up, and we helped them with the kicking game breakdown. Hey, they had us on the ropes, all I can tell you, but they couldn't knock us out.
That was Farmington head coach Tommy Tice minutes after the Farmington Cardinals picked up a 28-8 win over Prairie Grove in the Battle of Highway 62. First victory of Tice's career at Farmington. Certainly he has a lot of experience winning high school football games. Greenwood was near perfect on Friday against Springdale Harbor, and a big Texas versus Arkansas showdown on Friday in Fayetteville. We'll fill you in on this week's Prep Rally.
You're watching the Prep Rally Podcast.
Welcome to the Prep Rally Podcast. Graham Thomas and Rick Fires here at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette studios in Fayetteville. Leland Barclay joins us from the River Valley Democrat Gazette studio in Fort Smith. And Rick, back in action after a few days off. We don't give a whole lot of days off during football season, but you had a real special event to go to in Michigan. Not a lot of people know about your Michigan roots. They just think of you as this dude from East Arkansas, you know, Caraway, Arkansas, I think.
Yeah, my family's part of that white flight, and a lot of people come out of the cotton fields to go up there and work in them car factories back in the 60s and 70s. So that's how I went up there. I spent my formative years up there when I was ready to go to college, then I came back with a lot of my relatives went to Arkansas State. But, yeah, class reunion, I was thrilled. My heart just filled with warmth and joy going back to see some of the kids. I went to Grand Rapids Central High School, home of the Rams, in the 1970s, 5-5 team, but we had a lot of fun, so it was interesting. This, I think a lot of people, once the night gets going and late into the night, and you see all the girlies that you used to have crushes on, and then it just warps into the guys you play football with, and it's not the wins and losses, all the funny things you did on the long bus ride down to Detroit, some of the things went on in practice. So it was so fun for me to get to see that. A lot of receding hairlines, maybe a couple of beer bellies, but everybody still alive and kicking. So I was so thankful. Get back in that time machine. Now I'm back in the present, and I'm ready to go.
Did you guys go to a game Friday?
No. Went to Lake Michigan. My brother, I thought I was going to wear – you know, maybe a coat, light coat or something. He said, no, they got the good weather, so we went to Lake Michigan. The water is so cold, but it toughed it out. I went over there. I did a little swimming. I thought I was going to swim across Lake Michigan to Milwaukee. I think I got about 8 yards, and I turned around and come back.
Wow, what a trip. Leland, how you doing down there this morning?
I'm doing fine. It's going to be back into the 90s this week, I'm good for another week.
Man, I can't say that I am in support of that kind of weather. I did take a peek, and Friday, it's like the return of July or something, about 95 degrees up here, so we'll see how everybody adjusts to that. I tell you what, guys, week two, and that's what it was last week, was week two, because it's kind of hard to think of it. You know, it was our third week, but we had 0-1-2. So that gave us another exciting week of non-conference football games. These teams are, you know, steamrolling towards the start of conference play next week. But we have one more week of non-conference play. And with that in mind, we'll jump into the Gimme 5 with Leland Barclay in the River Valley. Leland, why don't you get us going here?
These are the top 5 performances from the last week in the River Valley. Of course, we start with number 1, River Valley Player of the Week, sophomore quarterback Cade Capp from Ozark, who guided the Hillbillies to a come-from-behind 35-34 win over Charleston in the Franklin County feud. Capp rushed 20 times for 244 yards and 3 touchdowns and was 5 of 8 passing for 126 yards, including a 38-yard touchdown pass to Colton Rawson with 2:46 left in the game. And then Eli Gilstrap added the 2-point conversion to put the Hillbillies up 35-34, and then they held on from there. Cap, of course, is a sophomore who was kind of thrust into action last week when Kobe Wilbanks went out with an injury against Boonville, but he got his first start, got comfortable during the week in practice. And, you know, Ozark recorded the big rivalry win. Number two, this name's familiar, Negan Collins, quarterback from Muldrow again, guided Muldrow to a 28-14 win over Waldron on Friday night. He passed for 175 yards and two touchdowns, threw a touchdown pass, was in on 20 tackles on defense, including 12 solo takedowns, and also had a fumble recovery. Number three, another familiar name, Wesley Roggio, running back for the Greenwood Bulldogs, helped Greenwood to a 56-19 win over Springdale Harbor in the final non-conference tune-up for the Bulldogs. Roggio rushed for a touchdown and also caught a touchdown pass of 47 yards from Kane Archer, and Greenwood scored on 7 of 8 possessions on Friday night, but they did have to punt for the first time this season.
Kane Archer had six
touchdown passes, and four of those went to Champ Davis in that win. Number four, Northside went on the road and won a 28-27 overtime thriller. Antoine Thomas knocked down a two-point conversion pass when Kawita scored on the second possession of overtime to preserve the win. Max Chavez had two interceptions, and quarterback Dorian Bowers threw a 10-yard touchdown pass to Cam Massey to lift Northside to that lead on the first possession of overtime. And then number five, Southside safety and wide receiver Joseph Kincannon caught four touchdown passes on Friday night, the only four passes he caught in the game, for 151 yards and touchdown receptions of 45, 75, 57, and 34 yards from Blake Forsgren, who threw five touchdown passes in the game in Southside's 45-14 win over Little Rock Central.
All right. I'll tell you what, that performance by Cade Cap, you got to give him a lot of credit because he had been injured. I didn't realize this, but he was hurt, you know, before the game with Ozark and Boonville. And when he went into that game, he basically went in cold. And, you know, this past week, he had a lot more time to prepare for the Charleston Tigers and really did well. Henry Apple
cleared the week before the Boonville game, so that was really the first time he had time to practice. He had separated a shoulder in practice catching passes. And, of course, he's the son of former Alma quarterback Eric Kapp. So, you know, he's been around, and Eric Kapp is a junior high coach at Ozark. So Cade Kapp has kind of grown up around the game, and all it took was a couple of practices, and he was ready to go.
I wonder what that means for you know, the next time they play. I guess they've got a week off this week. But, you know, they know they got a guy who can lead them if they need to. No need to rush back Kobe Wilbanks.
Well, and Cade Kapp plays some on defense, too. He also plays some offense. So, you know, he's good enough that he's going to get some action as well. But Kobe Wilbanks is still they're going to enjoy that week off and get him ready for that conference opener. Because I tell you, the 4A-4 is it's going to be a meat grinder of a schedule.
Oh, just like it was last year, for sure. All right, well, that leads us into our River Valley report for the week. And Leland, I know tonight being Tuesday, by the time this podcast comes out, it'll already been played. But a lot of big events happening today in Fort Smith.
Absolutely, we have the Battle of Rogers Avenue. Actually goes indoor on Tuesday night for the Northside Southside volleyball game, and that fits, of course, the undefeated Southside Lady Mavericks sitting on top of the 6A West right now. So that'll be a big rivalry match. And then also in volleyball, Hackett defeated Shiloh Christian on Monday night 3-1 in a big volleyball match between those two schools, two very good teams. And, of course, Harold McIlvain had that story in Tuesday's paper. He'll also have wall-to-wall coverage, including lots of photos from tonight's are from Tuesday night's Northside Southside volleyball match as well. And then in fast pitch softball, the Pecola Lady Indians won their seventh LaFleur County tournament championship in the last 8 years with a 12-0 win over Poto in the championship game last week. Alyssa Parker earned her fourth MVP award in the LaFleur County tournament history with two homers, and also was the winning pitcher in the shutout win that only went three innings over Poto in that game.
Now, I've got a question about that. How could she have earned her fourth? Was she the MVP last year even in a losing effort?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Now that, she's a really good pitcher, that's for sure.
Yeah,
going to Oklahoma.
It doesn't happen very often, but four-time MVP. Pecola went 4-0 in the LaFleur County tournament and outscored their opponents 52. And then on Monday night this week, they returned to regular season play, and they won at Howe 15-0. Parker and Kylie Combs combined on a no-hitter, and Pecola is now 20-0. But you got to give shout-out to Poto in the LaFleur County tournament. They lost their first game and then won five straight in the loser's bracket to work their way back to that championship game against Pecola.
Wow.
And then in cross country, both Southside boys and girls went up and won the Elkins Invitational late last week. The girls finished 1-2-3, and the boys finished 1-2-3-4. And then also the Alma Airedales overcame a lot of, you know, we talk about adversity. Coaches love to talk about adversity, and we talk about adversity a lot. Well, they had a wreck on the way down to Hot Springs on Friday. The game started late, and they still won a 35-32 road trip game at Hot Springs. Michael Taylor threw two touchdown passes to Landon Morris. And the Alma Airedales won their second straight with a big road win. And then also on Friday night, the Pecola Indians remained undefeated with a win over LaFleur County rival Spiro. And this week, play one of the biggest games in Oklahoma this week. They host Vianne, which is ranked number one in their classification in the state. And Pecola is ranked number two in their classification in the state.
Wow. That's going to be a heck of a matchup, Leland. You know, and some other big games going on, too. I know you're going to Mountainburg at Hackett, and Charleston is hosting Heavener, looking to bounce back. And so while it's not the biggest slate of games this week in the River Valley, there are some good ones.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When they started the week zero thing, I think it was 6 years ago, we did a big story on how the coaches were going to approach the scheduling of the week zero games. And across the board, no one wanted to be off in week three. I mean, they did not want to go into conference play without a game the week before. Some of them were going to start a week later and not play week zero. Some of them were going to play week zero and one, skip a week, and then play that week three. But hardly anybody wanted that week off. And now we look at the schedule 6 years later, and it's completely changed. The mindset has completely changed, and there's just a very small slate of games. In fact, I think if you look at the top 10 this week, there's only two of those teams playing.
Wow. Well, you know, it's kind of after really going at it pretty heavy the first 3 weeks, you know, having a little smaller slate is a little nice on the one hand, and on the other hand, you know, you almost wish there was a little bit more to get into. Well, we're going to take a break, but as we go to break, we have some video of the Ozark and Charleston game, along with some video of Springdale Harbor at Greenwood.
If you're enjoying this podcast, consider a newspaper subscription to the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette or the River Valley Democrat Gazette. We have a special offer for our podcast listeners, so visit nwaonline.com/nwapodcast to get started. You can also click the subscribe button on our websites, nwaonline.com and rivervalleydemocratgazette.com, or call us at 479-684-5509 and be sure to say that you're a podcast listener. Now back to the show.
All right, welcome back to the Prep Rally Podcast. And it's time for the Northwest Arkansas Top 5 of the Week. And without any further ado, we'll turn it over to Mr. Ricky Fires.
Yes, sir. And the games I'm going to be talking about, I didn't see any of them. But between the the internet and our website, I'm sitting around waiting for a connecting flight in Dallas, Texas. So I was able to scan through some of this stuff. And the thing that popped out at me was Elkins 49, Warren 14. Everybody knows who Warren is for the last, 20 years or so. If you don't know who Elkins is by now, you should.
Well, you called that.
I was waiting for you to say Rick Fires called it. But, yeah, I called that last week. Elkins, they got some statewide exposure last year when they went, 13-1. Is that right? Got this semifinal. But what a nice win for Elkins. And they scored 49 points, but it got started with the defense. Connor Hamm returned an interception 54 yards for a touchdown. Jaquay Walden returned a fumble 41 yards for a touchdown. That got them off to a good start, and then the offense got going. The game was played at Arkansas Tech. Zach Watson, alumni down there, went down there, had a successful homecoming. What a really nice win for Elkins. All right, the second team on my list is Farmington. But let's the quarterback, Aiden Lester, 136-yard passing, 63 yards rushing. And their defense, again, was dominant. But Farmington beat Prairie Grove 28-8 handily. I'm really surprised about that because I've seen Prairie Grove and the Wing T. I've seen them crush people. And for Farmington to hold them to single touchdown, I guess, it was the first win at Farmington for Tommy Tice. Just a dominant defensive performance. And, there had to be some, let's credit the Farmington Cardinals, the players first. Give them the credit. But there had to be some coaching going on there because Farmington lost the previous week, gave up 65 points in a loss at Springdale Harbor. So to flip that in 1 week's time, my goodness.
Well, yep. I can attest to that there was some coaching going on because I was sitting in the coach's box with the Farmington coaches. And for a while there, they were down 8-0. And, at one point, Prairie Grove had the ball and was driving into Farmington territory. They lost a fumble. Farmington got it, took it down and scored before halftime to cut to 8-6. And then the second half was all Farmington. So there were some definite adjustments and a very good veteran coaching staff that Coach Tice has got together over there at Farmington. They did a good job.
Well, you knew that was going to happen, but it's still impressive turnaround from 1 week. I got to go back. This team right here was 2-8 last year, and here they are 3-0. Your Springdale Super S Bulldogs are 3-0. What a great performance by Brett Hobbs. I'm a big Brett Hobbs fan. Watched him play in high school, then at Arkansas Tech. Just tough, tough, tough. They're bringing back the power football, the toughness, and the defense. Held Tulsa Bishop Kelly to 159 yards. I think that was one of them was like a 40-yard run late. So congratulations to the Springdale Bulldogs. They seem to be relevant again after going through some tough times. My number 4 and 5, I kind of put that together. Leland talked about the 4A4 coming up, and I love the 4A1. And there's something while I was scanning the newspaper or the website, Gentry, Gravett, and Lincoln, all in the 4A1 conference. They're all 3-0. We're on the cusp of conference play, so you can tell right there that's going to be a heck of a race over there in the 4A1. Gentry, 55-18 over Hackett. Gravett, 34-20 over Durant, or Durant, however you want to say it. And Lincoln, 48-18 over West Fork. That just gives me even more excitement about that conference race coming up. So I know we got a big-time non-conference game this Friday with Texas High and Fayetteville, but, man, looking forward to start of conference play as well.
All right. Well, that will lead us right into the Northwest Arkansas Sports Report. And, a lot going on this week, Rick. So as we are speaking, the golfers are finishing up day two of the Confidence Classic out at Bella Vista. This is a good event hosted by the first tee of Northwest Arkansas, and I'm not really a big golf guy. I don't play it at all, but I know the first tee's done a lot of really good things for the area community and kids
and organization.
Making golf a thing for these kids. You already alluded to this one, Shiloh Christian and Hackett playing volleyball last night. That's a big time matchup. So, Shiloh is in the 5A conference now, and Hackett has actually dropped down to 2A. But man, I think they're like 15-0 or something. They've got just some stud volleyball players over there. Been to the state finals several years in a row, and Shiloh has too. Now, Shiloh didn't have their best hitter, who was out of town last night, but still. Nice performance by the Hackett Lady Hornets and Coach Freeman and Coach Bodenstein. You know his Lady Saints will be there when it's all said and done too.
Oh sure.
Some interesting games in volleyball later this week. We mentioned Northside Southside down in the River Valley tonight. Over on Thursday night it's the Battle of Rogers. Rogers at Rogers Heritage. You know that's always those intra-city rivalries are very very entertaining anymore with. You know, you got Springdale and Harbor, Rogers and Heritage, Bentonville and Bentonville West. The only one that didn't have one is Fayetteville. So that's later this week. And then, you know, you get into the football side of things. And, you know, we've got a really good little non-conference matchup with Green Forest and Greenland, a couple of 1-1 teams. Prairie Grove is looking to bounce back against that Coweta, Oklahoma team that lost to Northside in overtime. And, of course, the big one, Rick. I mean, Texas High at Fayetteville, for the fact that, you know, Texarkana, Texas High School refers to itself as Texas High is just the coolest thing, I think.
Yeah, out of, 10 million high schools in Texas, there's one that said, we are Texas High. Not y'all, not you, not DeSoto, not Kimball, not one of them suburbs in Dallas. We're Texas High. I talked a little bit to Casey this morning, doing kind of like a little preview on it. But he knows what he's getting into. Texas High, they were 11-2 last year. I think they're 3-0. But and Leland, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't remember Texas High coming up this far north. I think they did play at Southside maybe once for a couple of years. Is that correct?
They played at Southside, but the nice thing, and you talk about Texas High and how they kind of claim the mantra, they also wear burn orange.
Except the only thing is they're the Tigers, you know.
So they are the Tigers.
If you talk about
burn orange, and there'll be some, that's kind of one of those scary things rolling into Fayetteville, Arkansas, a team wearing burnt orange.
The first time I ever covered a football game in Texarkana was on the Arkansas side in that big concrete stadium with the Arkansas High Razorbacks. But that night while I was there, I got to visit with a lot of the folks, and they were talking about, you know, Arkansas High versus Texas High and that dynamic and how, you know, Texas High seems to be kind of the have place over there. There are lots of, you know, it seems like a lot of the better athletes are starting to go to the Texas High School, and the facilities are a little bit better there. Of course, we know football is serious in Texas. I mean,
absolutely.
Leland, you and I were talking about that just yesterday, about just how important the high school football is. What's darn important in Arkansas, too. So we'll see if Fayetteville can rise to the occasion against the Texas High Tigers. All right. Well, we are going to take a break, and when we come back, we will do everybody's favorite segment, Who You Got? We'll be back on Prep Rally.
Get the latest breaking news on all Arkansas Razorback sports at WholeHogSports.com. Our award-winning reporters and photographers go beyond game recaps to bring our subscribers the most trusted Razorbacks news anywhere. With expert analysis, the latest in recruiting, plus unique and compelling stories of your favorite teams. Subscribe today at WholeHogSports.com.
All right, we're back on the Prep Rally podcast. Rick Fires, Graham Thomas here in Northwest Arkansas. Leland Barclay joined us in the River Valley. And, fellas, after 3 weeks, let's take a look at the standings here. It's pretty tight. 24 games picked. Rick Fires, you lead the way with a 17-7 record after a 5-3 week. I'm sitting at 16-8, but slumped down to a 4-4 week last week. And Leland, you really rebounded after a tough week one. You went 6-2 in week two with a 15-9 record overall. So just two games out of first place. So We'll see how it goes this week. But to start us off, we're gonna go to a matchup down in the River Valley. The Charleston Tigers really looking to bounce back after a tough opening to the season. I believe they're 0-2, hosting Heavener, Oklahoma. And I'll start us off this week, and I don't think the Charleston Tigers are going to go 0-3. They're going to get the win over Heavener to get the win. Rick, who you got?
I'm with you. I got Charleston Tigers.
Leland, who you got?
Well, you know, this is going to be a better game than what people think. Heavener's 2-0. Charleston's 0-2. Now, it's non-conference play. That doesn't mean a lot. But I agree, Charleston's not going to go 0-3, so I pick the Tigers.
All right. Well, it sounds like we're all taking Charleston on that one. So that leads us into the game, Leland, that you are planning on being at, which is going to be the Mountainburg Dragons at the Hackett Hornets. I know you're looking forward to this quarterback matchup. We'll get your pick here last on that one. I don't know that I can go against Hackett here. I think they're going to rebound after a tough loss at Gentry this last week. They got a really good, fast quarterback, Bryson Hamilton. I say he's the difference in this one. Hackett Hornets beat Mountainburg.
I'm with you again on Hackett.
And Leland, who you got?
Well, this one has been a tough one to pick. You know, Mountainburg with Ryan Allen, who's had two tremendous games. Had 288 yards on Friday night in a loss. And then there's Bryson Hamilton, who is just a speedster who, you know, a lot of people think he's just an athlete that was moved to quarterback. He can throw the ball, too. And I'm going to have to go Hackett at home, which I think is the difference maker here. Hackett at home to win.
All right. For this next one, we're going to stretch this one all the way out to the very outskirts of the River Valley with the Lamar Warriors at Heber Springs. Leland, why don't you tell us who you got on this one? Just crank us off.
You know, Lamar won a tough game against Mansfield. Two very good teams last week, 13-12. Mansfield missed two extra points. In the last quarter and a half, it was just back and forth defensive struggles. I think Lamar does improve to 3-0. It's a big game for Lamar going into that conference opener against Clinton, one of those teams that's supposed to challenge in the 4A4. But I think Lamar goes into the conference play 3-0.
Rick, who you got?
I think it's a good springboard win for them going in conference. I'm with Leland. I got Lamar over Heber Springs.
I tell you what, Heber Springs had a good football over there, you know, in recent years. That's a tough road trip to make. I don't think it's very easy to get to Heber Springs, so I'll take Heber Springs over Lamar just for their playing at home. All right. Up here in Northwest Arkansas, the Huntsville Eagles at the West Fork Tigers, a couple teams that would probably really like to get a win here this week. I'll start us off and to say that I'm going to go with Coach Rodney Self and the West Fork Tigers to take care of Huntsville. Rick, who you got?
I'm going again, yeah. I'm going again with the Huntsville Eagles.
All right. And Leland, who you got on this one?
You know, Tom Tice, you know, won his first game at Farmington, so I'm going to have to go with the alma mater of Coach Tom Tice, a former quarterback of the Huntsville Eagles.
Huntsville. Oh, wow. You guys are going against me two times in a row. An interesting game. A couple of teams looking to bounce back. Coweta, Oklahoma at Prairie Grove. Coweta really played well with a much, you know, bigger Fort Smith Northside team and lost in overtime. Prairie Grove with a tough loss in a rivalry game at Farmington. Rick, who you got on this one? You're a Prairie Grove guy.
Well, I'm going with the veteran coach, like we're talking about, what Tommy Tice is able to turn his team around. I know that doesn't set well with how bad Prairie Grove got beat last week. I don't know a lot about Coweta, but I'm going with Danny Absher and his fighting Prairie Grove Tigers.
I'm also going to go with Coach Absher. I think they're, you know, after the ball game was over with Farmington and they're doing the trophy presentation, Coach Absher had those Prairie Grove Tigers sit there and watch every minute of that and, mm-hmm. you know, told them he wanted them to hate it, hate that feeling. So I think they've been using that all week in practice, Prairie Grove. Who you got, Leland?
Yeah, I think they've had a very good week of practice, and it's a bounce-back week for the Tigers.
All right, that's all on Prairie Grove. How about this one? This is where I plan on being at this week. Green Forest at Greenland. You got the Masher, Ridge Gordon Swafford, coming hard at the Greenland Pirates. I think last year this game ended 56-52. This year it's at Greenland. I'll start us off with the picks, and I'm going to say the Greenland Pirates are going to, with our Northwest Arkansas Player of the Week this week, Slade Norwood, having a big night, outscores the Green Forest Tigers in another shootout. Rick, who you got?
I got Greenland. Slade is going to slay Green Forest.
All right. Leland, who you got?
Yeah, I've been watching, keeping up and seeing what Slade Norwood has done. And, you know, we've been talking all year, all summer, all year about Charleston and, you know, Boonville and Mansfield, you know, is the cream of the crop in the 3A1. I think Greenland may have a say in that before it's all said and done. And I think it starts with a win in their final non-conference game going into that 3A1 season.
You know, I never covered a game at Greenland before. I'm a little excited about that. I don't think I've ever covered Green Forest in a game. So, Coach Tibbett, he's a real cool guy, though.
Yeah.
He came to our media days, and so did Coach Napier at Greenland. Two really good guys, and either one of those guys, you know, would be happy to see either one of those teams win. But we're all going Greenland.
It'll
on
be
this
intense.
One. How about this one? Our 0-2 Bentonville Tigers. Can they get off the deck and go travel up to Lee's Summit, Missouri, to play Lee's Summit North? The Broncos, I think, the Lee's Summit North Broncos, who are 3-0 and just coming off with a big win. Leland, who you got in this one?
I'm going to have to go with Missouri on this one. I think Bentonville starts the season or non-conference season 0-3. But I do think that this is, you know, they've played – two tough teams already. This is the third one, and I think they start off 0-3.
Oh, man. Tough start for the Tigers. I think they're going to be there when it's all said and done, but that 0 for Mark is probably not sitting well with him. Coach, yeah. Rick Fiers, who you got?
You know what? Yes, hard envision Bentonville 0-3, but that's what they're going to be. I've seen those Kansas City area teams. Rockhurst, I've been up there, Lee Summit. Another great Missouri team right there in the Kansas City area. I think Lee Summit wins this game.
All right. And unfortunately, I'm also going with Lee Summit. That's a tough trip for the Tigers to make. And, again, I think they probably have figured out a lot of things this last week because they had a bye week. Just maybe a little too much to overcome this week, though, for the Bentonville
But my
Tigers.
Biggest hope is somehow Bentonville wins that and they call us up and call us out and cuss us up and down, whatever they want to.
I mean, wouldn't that be great if they referenced the Who You Got segment and said, I can't believe all you guys picked against
yes.
us. So
I invite it.
Please do, guys. Please do. We welcome it if you guys are able to win. All right, and then our last game of the week, the big one, the Texas High Tigers at the Fayetteville Bulldogs at Harmon Field. You know, been at Harmon Field a lot during the last year or so, a lot of big football games there. I'm going to start us off with my pick. And, you know, I just can't see the Fayetteville Bulldogs losing this game. They have not played a home game yet. They are going to be through the roof excited to go against in this one. I think the Fayetteville Tigers are going to beat the Texas High Tigers. Or, sorry, the Fayetteville Bulldogs are going to beat the Texas High Tigers. Leland, who you got?
You know, as much as I I just can't do it. Go Fayetteville.
Fayetteville. All right. Rick, I don't know if this is going to be Rick's picks this week or not, but who you got?
It's agony, man. But Texas High, I hear a lot. You know, Casey Dick is down there. He's from Texas. Maybe they'd like to win that for the Colts.
Yeah, he's an Allen, Texas guy.
Yeah, Allen, Texas. But, man, Fayetteville, what if they won like 50 in a row? Got some new players. They got an explosive guys on offense, defense. I think Fayetteville holds court and raises the flag for Arkansas football. So I got Fayetteville.
All right. Purple Dogs. We're all going Purple Dogs. All right, fellas. Well, that wraps us up for this week's Prep Rally podcast. You can watch the Prep Rally podcast at nwaonline.com or on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. For Leland Barclay in the River Valley, for Rick Fires here in Northwest Arkansas, I'm Graham Thomas signing off. We love you.